Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. We're here Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. The Michael Van Tool Show is brought to you by the Law Office of Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins, Ram Insurance and Financial Services, Brenda Davis, the realtor that moves you, and Hallway Industrial Cleaning. And the Sunday morning team is here. We're just getting it together. Just had a little few difficulties getting on this morning. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. How are you? Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. And good morning and happy Mother's Day, Detroit.
Yes, happy Mother's Day, Detroit. And I'm just waiting as each of the team members jump on the line. Henrietta Ivey, our home care advocate, political analyst, was not able to join us this morning, but I don't know if you caught the Praise Network this morning. She was with me on the Praise Network this morning, and we had it was a great show. I was up early, of course, listening to that this morning. Missionary Humphrey's coming up in about 25 minutes, so we're looking forward to that. And I'm just so glad it fell right on Mother's Day. And I know Bishop Kathy was just on the line. I could not hear any of you guys, but I think we got everything mapped out now. And as we wait for the rest of the team to jump on, I just wanted to also mention that we're also going to be covering my new feature, Sunday School, a little later on the program, too. And we picked up a little extra time this morning because I know we're going to need it today. Chaplain Kathy, good morning, part of the Sunday morning team from the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you. Good morning to everyone else that's online getting ready for the show. Amen. God bless you. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
Yes, and we're so excited about that. Look, the news is coming up too. So we got this. There's a lot happening this morning, and well, you know, we were hoping to hear from Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews this morning, but I know they're busy over at Greater Pentecostal, and we wish her blessings and success this morning. Johnny Hawkins, they call him the Warrior Lawyer. Thank him for his support of the program since 2019, an award-winning super lawyer that's been around for 25 years. Attorney Johnny Hawkins will fight for you in court, and he's not just there to win. He's there because he cares about you. He fights for you. He's sincere and concerned about what you're going through. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, 248-567-9990. And, you know, this is the home of the super lawyers. We've got more. Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, you know, if you're ready to purchase some radio advertising and you are setting up your own podcast or show, that's one of the things we do at Michigan Ocean. We also do business consulting, and we also do political consulting. So if you're thinking about running, now is the time. You know, it may be too late for you to go through the process this year, but call me for the next election. Now's the time. It's never too late because there's a lot of stuff you got to prepare for. Call me, 248-516-8300, 246-518-8300. 248-516-8300. And when we come back, we're going to hear from the Sunday morning team. We got news and weather just a few minutes. We'll be right back after this message.
Call Brenda Davis now at 248-909-9711 and get started on your new home purchase or sale. Brenda D. Davis, the realtor that moves you. Whether you're relocating to Michigan from another state or country, moving across town, upgrading, or downsizing, Brenda Davis from Century 21 Town and Country Real Estate can make it a smooth, hassle-free experience. Our award-winning offices and the outstanding personal service offered by Brenda Davis and her professional sales associates guide you through the maze of infinite details surrounding the purchase or sale of your home, helping you become familiar with a new area, finding the right home for your family, arranging financing, and settling in a timely fashion is our priority. Assuring that your relocation is a pleasant experience is our ultimate goal. Brenda Davis, an associate broker, is a 21-year career licensed realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, and a board member of the North Oakland County Board of Realtors. Call Brenda Davis now at 248-909-9711 and get started on your new home purchase or sale. Brenda D. Davis, the realtor that moves you.
Whether you're buying your first home or planning for retirement, RAM Insurance and Financial Services have got you covered, literally. We're a full-service, family-owned and operated, independent insurance agency that offers all-encompassing services for our clients. Here, we work with different companies to keep you protected. We operate through holistic planning, keeping you safe through all of life's milestones, from auto, home, life, and health, business, or retirement services. It's all about you.
At RAM Insurance and Financial Services, it's about relationships, not transactions.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about it. Okay, we're back. Missionary Humphrey, Hattie Humphrey's coming up in about 25 minutes with community highlights. And we also have our Sunday school feature a little later. The topic is being grateful, being thankful for what you have. In the news this morning, as the search continues for a missing former Alabama corrections officer and an inmate charged with murder, authorities remain in the dark on where the pair may have gone after the SUV they were seen leaving in the jail turned up with little new information in the case. The 2007 Ford SUV was located in a Tennessee lot, Sheriff Rick Singleton said Friday during a press conference. The car was cleaned out, he told CNN. There wasn't anything left in the vehicle. They apparently took everything with them. Ukraine has accused Russia of dropping a bomb on a school in a northern region where 90 people were taking shelter. 60 people were feared dead. The Ukrainian government said also that all women, children, and elderly have been evacuated from that steel plant in Mariupol. President Joe Biden will meet virtually with the Ukrainian president during the G7 summit today deliberately scheduled ahead of Russia's Victory Day. Russia has a big Victory Day coming up to celebrate their past and recent victories. But the Ukrainians, of course, are still fighting and rejecting any moves from Vladimir Putin and Russia. Police are warning illegal dumpers to stop because the weather is getting warmer. Detroit police officers are on high alert. Police are already concerned with what they're seeing. There are already piles of old boxes, buckets, and mattresses left in neighborhoods. Residents on Detroit's east side said a pile of garbage appeared just a few days ago. They say sometimes the trash is coming from the suburbs. We need to have a nice, clean, livable neighborhood like everyone else would desire, a resident said. Channel 4 says, call the police if you see somebody dumping illegally. On May 5th, the White House announced that Karine Jean Pierre will be replacing outgoing Jen Psaki as White House press secretary. Jean Pierre is set to assume the role on May 13th and will be the first black person and openly gay LGBTQ person to hold the position. Discussing jobs in the economy, the border sphere of public affairs will be part and parcel of Jean Pierre's new station. So Jean Pierre was the leading contender for the position when it became known that Psaki would be leaving, and brings a wealth of experience to the job. A seasoned political analyst, Jean Pierre was Kamala Harris's chief of staff during the vice president's campaign in 2020, and she also served on Barack Obama's campaigns in 2008 and 12. Jean Pierre has filled in for her predecessor several times already, most recently when Psaki was quarantined after testing positive for COVID-19. So Karine, Jean Pierre not only brings experience, talent, and integrity needed to do this difficult job, but she will continue to lead the way in communicating about the work of the Biden-Harris administration on behalf of the American people, President Joe Biden said in a statement. Jean Pierre is a millionaire, and she was born in 1977. It's another one of those milestones, the first black White House press secretary, Karine Jean Pierre. All right. Let's go around. Oh, let's welcome Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews. Good morning, and part of the Sunday morning team.
Good morning, Michael Vantool. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. I missed you guys last week. And good morning to our listening audience. Happy Mother's Day, which I'm sure has been said already.
Absolutely, but it's great to hear you, and happy Mother's Day to you. Happy Mother's Day to the Sunday morning team. Let's go right to Kimberly Batchelor Davis now. Good morning, Kimberly, again.
Good morning, Michael, and good morning, Christy. We missed you. We're so happy you're back from being famous and doing all those singing engagements. But as you said, it is Mother's Day. And so I want to start us off with the scripture. Proverbs 31:28 said, her children bless her, her husband praises her. So, of course, I have an article talking about Mother's Day. 7 in 10 Americans said their mom is their best friend. They are superheroes. People may come and go, but moms are forever friends. In fact, 7 in 10 Americans said their mom is their best friend. A survey of 2,000 adults asked them how they show their appreciation toward the women in their lives who are mothers, and found that 3 in 5 believe every day should be Mother's Day. I agree. 60%. A whopping 86% of respondents said these women are the most hardworking people they know, but 69% agree that moms don't get enough credit for all that they do. 7 in 10 Americans said their mom is their best friend, and 63% said their mom is a superhero who can take on any challenge and resolve it with grace. The average person would spend, now listen guys, Michael, if you haven't gotten your Mother's Day gift, let me just say, would spend about $300 on a gift for their special day to show these moms their appreciation. But 2 in 3 agree that you don't have to break the bank to show your mom love. Conducted by one poll on behalf of Angara, the survey found that those who always pamper their moms with presents prioritize shopping every year to find the perfect gift at 84%. That may be because a similar percentage loves seeing their mom's face light up after opening a present at 82%. Finding the right gift can be tricky, but 64% are confident they know what their moms would enjoy as presents. Still, 3/4 of respondents make sure they're on the right track by asking them what they want at 76%. And sometimes moms get so excited that 3 in 4 survey takers admitted they have to hide the present so the surprise isn't ruined. The top presents people prefer getting their moms are personalized items like photo frames or blankets at 37%, edible gifts like chocolate or fruit arrangements at 36%, or household niceties like a new TV or wine glasses at 36%. And to avoid getting gifting mishaps from their partners and kids, 74% of moms said they don't mind letting them know what they wanted in advance. Moms also weighed in on the kind of gift they like, with most admitting They expect a gift from their significant other and or kids at 82%, and they also revealed how their personalities might influence what they hope to get. Foodie moms who love to eat, snack, and try new foods would unsurprisingly be happiest with edible gifts at 29%, but would also love a getaway or gift card certificate at 27% each. In contrast, soccer moms who are sporty, they are not shy about letting their families know what they want in advance at 96%. They also prefer homemade 31% or household gifts at 29%. And wine moms who love an occasional glass of wine after a long day also have a preference for heartfelt homemade gifts at 35%, and they can munch on at 27%. When it comes to getting mom a gift she's going to love, personalization is key, said Ann Kurdaga, CEO of Ingara. A custom piece always feels more thoughtful to let them know that you're always thinking of what they want and what's best for them. So I have a list for you. Top gifts that moms love. Homemade gifts, personalized gifts, chocolate, fruit arrangements, or other edible gifts, gift cards, certificates, flowers, jewelry, electronics, household gifts, clothing and shoes, getaways, and vacations. Hopefully that will help someone today on Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
That was very helpful. I took notes here. Some of the things that you say are having an impact on me right now, so I jotted down some notes here. Thank you, Kimberly Batchelor Davis. You're helping out more than you ever know.
You're welcome.
And I'm not saying anything else. All right. Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, good morning. Welcome back home. Welcome back to the Sunday morning team. How are you?
Thank you for accepting me back. I am doing well today. enjoyed my mini vacay. So if I were to choose from the list that was provided by Ms. Kimberly, I would say vacay. I'll take that. I'll take jewelry. That's fine with me. I accept cash and personal.
What about a coffee mug? What about a coffee mug?
I have plenty of those already, and they say mom and all of that, so we're all set there.
I like the way she said that. She could have just said no, but she was very polite as normal.
There's a way. Again, happy Mother's Day to all the beautiful mothers out there. And Kimberly has already set the pace for us in terms of giving us our scripture for this morning. And then the Bible also tells us to honor our mothers and our fathers. And I know that it, of course, it's Mother's Day. Some individuals, this wasn't my life, but some individuals were not as fortunate as I was and my siblings were to have a mother that was just totally amazing. She had the balance of discipline and love. She spent quality time. She gave gifts when she could. They took us on trips. You know, younger years, our trips were the church convention. Nevertheless, we enjoyed it. As we got older, we got to do extra special trips to other places outside of traveling for church revival. But she did all that she could do with what she knew to do and with what she had. So oftentimes people, we talk about all the love of mothers, but sometimes people feel some type of way. So I want to encourage those that maybe you didn't think that your mother did things. Can I just be honest today? Maybe you didn't think your mother did the things that you would want her to do. Let today be a day that you let your mother off the hook. When we think about all of our children that are in foster care because mom wasn't able to do what she needed to do, today let's forgive our mothers in our hearts to let go of any bitterness, any sadness, any discomfort as to your upbringing or the way you thought that things should go. And let's listen to what the word says. Honor your mother and your father, because your mother is the one that was the conduit to bring you into this earth. So let's be grateful for that and honor all of our mothers today and find the beautiful things in them and appreciate them. If your mom isn't here today, celebrate yourself as a mom. If you're not a mom, celebrate somebody else's mom. Send a text, send a card, send flowers, send a gift. Pick up the phone and call someone and let them know that they've made an impact in your life as a motherly figure and you appreciate them. Life is short. We know that because we've experienced it through the pandemic, and life is short. So let's fill our hearts with love and allow God to heal all pain and hurt that you have experienced with your mother. Let it be a day of healing and love. So those are my thoughts for today.
Thank you. And, of course, you covered so much. I'd just like to just dissect that and take notes and dissect that and go over some of those points. What a lesson this morning. But you know what? You touched on something there, that healing process, because, you know, we hear all the good stuff on Mother's Day. Everybody's buying, everybody's mm-hmm. hugging and kissing, and everybody's friendly. But there are a lot of people that ain't even talking to each other this morning.
Absolutely.
And thanks for addressing that. And it's time to let go. Stop all these grudges. It's amazing sometimes how petty. What was, you know, go ask them, why aren't you talking to her? And it could be something as simple as she tried to call her one day and her mother wouldn't answer the phone or couldn't answer the phone. Mm-hmm. It's something simple. I called you 3 times. If you don't want to talk to me, then I don't want to talk to you. So don't call me. Click. And that lasts 8 years.
Yeah.
8 years.
Or differences of opinion.
Simple.
You know, differences of opinion. We, as younger people, you know, we don't always see eye to eye with our parents. So sometimes differences of opinion, choices that your children make, choices that mom makes. But is it worth losing a relationship? Is it worth holding bitterness in your heart? Because bitterness leads to health issues. So
yes.
You may not have a relationship where you talk every single day, but let's do some self-reflection and healing to ensure that we're not carrying anything that could cause us harm in the long run. And let's show the love of God in every area that we can, especially when it comes down to the person that God used to get you here to this earth.
Amen. Amen. All right. This is rich this morning, as they say. Chaplain Kathy, go right ahead.
God bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Again, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that's online. Happy Mother's Day to Detroit. Amen. Happy Mother's Day to our great mother, missionary that's online with us when she can be. I want to speak today. Happy Mother's Day to your wife as well, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
I want to speak today on the snippet part that was just mentioned when it comes to death. Those mothers that are no longer physically here. Because that's what I woke up with this morning, is knowing that my mother is not physically here. So, oh my God, I tear up. But it is important. You don't know how much you miss your mother until she's gone.
That's true.
If anybody is in a situation where they not talking to their mother, please, I too encourage you. Go to her. A mother protected us, even in the womb, in triple darkness, in her stomach. She protected us and helped us get to this earth in spite of whatever mm-hmm. pain when she didn't want to get up and we was in there kicking and scratching and doing everything inside that belly. But she still got us here. And to have your mother here and not speak to your mother says a lot about your character and who you are. There shouldn't be no reason. My mama couldn't step on my toe if she was alive and I wouldn't want to talk to her no more. There's no reason. So I encourage all of Detroit and all the listeners, go to your mother and too, make this day say, you know what? That absence of conversation and calling and texting and seeing you, that's over with as of this day. And I tell you, death holds no sorrow that God won't heal or can't heal or has not an ability to heal. God will heal through it all, but there's still going to be some hurt because you're going to mess up. And don't let mama be mad. I don't want nobody to let their mother be laying in that last bed of coffin. And then you begin to feel like that woman felt in the movie Imitation of Life. You don't even want her to go. So God bless you all today. God bless you.
Well, Chaplain, thank you so much for that heartfelt, emotional. We all just listened, listening to this. Missionary Humphrey is listening also to this. Missionary, good morning. By the way, this is Community Highlights with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey, Community Affairs Program right here on Blog Talk Radio and on the Praise Network. Community Highlights is brought to you by the Law Office of Pascal, Tashman & Walker, and Lead Attorney Cliff Pascal, and, of course, Franklin Wright Settlement. Good morning, Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Good morning, Missionary. Are you there? As Missionary is clicking on, those of you know that she's a mentor to many pastors here at Metro Detroit and throughout the Midwest. She's a spiritual advisor to elected officials and a resource to candidates running for public office. Her annual birthday banquet has turned into one of the most important political dinners in Metro Detroit. Many call her mother, and she's an icon to the masses and to you and me. You know, she's a friend that you can count on in a time of need. I call her Detroit Spiritual Ambassador. Good morning, Missionary.
Good morning, Michael. I wish I was her. I wanted to act like I was her and say, good morning, Michael.
Oh, you almost.
Hello,
you almost sounded, I almost thought you were her. You did a good job.
Yay,
Missionary.
Good morning.
Missionary, are you there? I see her line. Let me just try to disconnect and.
Hello.
Oh, there she goes.
There she goes.
Okay. Good morning, Missionary. We hear you now. Good morning. Happy Mother's Day.
Good morning. Good morning to all of myself. God bless you today. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. God bless you, my children.
And Missionary, we know on this Mother's Day that many people here in Metro Detroit call you mother. You have adopted so many people, young and old, here in Metro Detroit. And we've got a couple of people right on our Sunday morning team today that will consider you mother. Let's go down and do our introductions of the Sunday morning team. Kimberly Batchelor Davis is here, author, speaker. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Missionary. Happy Mother's Day to you. It's such a pleasure to be on with you. And good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. And good morning, Detroit. Happy Mother's Day.
Yes, what a beautiful day it is today. Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews from Greater Pentecostal, devotional leader, minister, songstress. Good morning, Evangelist.
Good morning to our Sunday morning team. Good morning to our listening audience. And good morning, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Happy Mother's Day to you. I am so grateful to God for your life.
Thank you.
From the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association, our very own chaplain here on the program, Chaplain Stephen Cathy. Chaplain Cathy, good morning, part of the Sunday morning team.
Good morning to you, Mike. Good morning to the team. And hello, Mother.
Good morning.
Hello to you this morning.
Yeah.
that piece of that song says, "Hello, Mother, you're the mother." So God bless you today, Mother. Happy Mother's Day to you as well, Bishop. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
And
thank
Mary,
you so much, children. It's
great
so
day.
Wonderful to have you there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a great day, and it's, I just wanted to recognize those who are clicking on, listening to the show this morning. We're so glad you're here with Missionary Hattie Humphrey and Community Highlights. You know, I did jot down a few notes for Mother's Day. It's called a Mother's Day prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for waking me up this morning, for a good night's rest, for this new day, for the privilege of life, for my health. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing me to think clearly, run, jump, scream, and shout. Thank you for a job and income, the help in everything I do every day. Thank you for your presence, for sending people and opportunity and resources. Thank you for my friends, family, and my children. Thank you for my talents and abilities. Thank you for the basics like food and water, shelter, transportation, clothes, and money. You know this is a prayer for a mother. Thank you for allowing me to have the things I have, for being a good custodian of your things. You made this universe. You are supreme. You are God. I am your servant. You are my Father. You're always right. You know everything. You see everything. You're more powerful than anything or anyone, majestic and merciful and great. You are the only good and righteous presence in this world. Reach down. Touch me. Save me. Pick me up from this muck and mire and sinking sand. Protect me as I go out. Walk with me. Let your angels encamp around me. Forgive me of my sins. Touch me right now. Bless and hold me. Protect me from danger seen and unseen. Clear my mind from confusion and filth, depression and shame. Take my hand. Lead my path. Show me the way. Pour your mercy and grace over me. Let your blessings rain down on me. In the powerful, redemptive, and perfect name of my Lord and Savior, thank you for showing me the way to live. Thank you for sacrificing your son to die for me. Thank you for giving me hope. And in the perfect, holy, and righteous name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Beautiful. That is so beautiful, Michael.
Thank you.
So beautiful.
Thank you.
So beautiful.
And we're going to have a little Sunday school later on, too, after Community Highlights. So I picked up a little extra time for the program this morning. Missionary, we had so much to cover today. Kimberly, let us know, what's the weather?
It is a beautiful day today for Mother's Day. Today, our high will be 65 degrees. Get outside and enjoy it with a low of 46. Tomorrow, we'll continue with this great stretch of weather we're in. It will be mostly sunny with a high of 69 and a low of 51. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high of 75.
Ooh,
wow. 55. Yes, amen, somebody. I wish I had some help.
You
in
got
this.
All
oh,
you
way.
Got help on here. You got plenty of help on here.
Okay, come on, Bishop, because it's rising. On Wednesday, it will be partly cloudy with a high of 79 and a low of 56.
Uh-oh.
On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 82. 82.
Okay.
Come on now. Amen, somebody.
Hallelujah.
With a low of 59.
Yes,
and on Friday, we will top out with a high of 83, my Lord.
Oh, wow.
With a low of 61, mostly sunny on Friday. And on Saturday, we'll have scattered showers with a high of 81 and a low of 62. And that's
the best weather report we've had this year. That is the best report this year. Yeah.
You never know somebody to preach the weather. She preaches the weather.
Yeah.
You
yes,
hear
she does. I don't know how she. I don't know how she pulled that off. She has
yeah.
a. She has a. What it's like a praise and worship during the weather.
Yeah.
I started dancing for no reason. I said, hello, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Well, thank you for that. I already was out yesterday. A missionary called me and she said, what are you doing? I said, I'm out here washing my car. I'm out there. I take advantage. Missionary, I know you get up. You've got a lot of property around your house and you're always up and outside.
And now I'm working in the garden trying to plant some plants and things, tomatoes and things for my staff. And all of you that's on the radio, my staff this morning, this year I'm going to try to plant one for all four of y'all, name them. And the one don't grow ain't right, okay?
Uh-oh.
Did you hear? Did you also hear that? She's going to name a plant after each one of us, and the one that doesn't grow ain't right. Okay, I'm going to remember that. Look, I'm going to have to go over there and water mine.
Exactly.
I'm on my
Get
way.
The fertilizer.
So, my way, missionary. I'm going to start watering mine now.
I do not want mine to be the one that withers and dies off. I tell you, that is not going to look good on me. So if I have to come over there,
I just want to say that from St. Louis all around, they're listening to us. They love you today. God bless this group, and I'm blessed in all of my life to have such a person that Ventura has been with me for many years as a young kid. Well, not a young kid, but he was young.
No, I was younger.
let's say he had all his hair when he came.
Amen.
Yes.
I want to say, too.
Michael Jackson back then.
If I may throw it in, too, I want to say, because a missionary, as my understanding, does a great job with the prison ministry. So I want to send a special shout out to all and say Happy Mother's Day on behalf of the Michael Ventura Radio Show and Missionary Hattie Humphrey and the entire team today. Send it out. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers of the incarcerated today. God bless you.
Yeah, and like you said, sweetie, want to send it to the prison. We, Sister Cookie's son is there, quite a few people before this was on. I would go and visit the prisons, but I hadn't been going. I won't be going, you know. And
right.
Then I'm older, too. I won't be driving, but I'm praying, and they talk to me on this phone. We must never forget. Let's pray for all. The main thing now is pray for our country. There ever was a time we need to pray. It's now. For America. We don't just pray for our folk. We're praying for the whole community across the country. God has been mighty good to America. He brought us
That's
a long right. way. But there's trouble in the land. There's
yes.
trouble to come. So we must pray. And remember
Amen.
This, my friend. God is still in control.
That's right. He sure is.
Amen.
And let me just take a moment to thank some of the supporters here at Community Highlights with Missionary Humphrey, Attorney Cliff Pascal. And, you know, our Community Highlights headquarters, our administrative headquarters is right here in Southfield. That's where I am today in our studios for Community Highlights and the Michael Ventura Show. And we're surrounded by all the biggest law firms in Michigan. They're right here.
Mm-hmm.
As we look out the window, we can see Attorney Johnny Hawkins over in the Shining Towers over in Southfield. And then we look to the right, we see Attorney Cliff Pascal. And then there's a lot more here too. I'm not going to say read off their names because we get a check from Cliff Pascal and Johnny Hawkins, so I ain't going to push the other people around here. But all of them are within walking distance, and those two are the major supporters here on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock. So Attorney Cliff Pascal can handle auto and truck accidents, personal injury, worker disability, including if you're having problem getting your Social Security or your workers' compensation or disability, you having problem with getting all that, call Attorney Cliff Pascal. Medical and malpractice, family law and divorce, probate of estates and real estate. Here's the number. I got a toll-free number here for Attorney Cliff Pascal, 800-826-0101. That's 800-826-0101 for Attorney Cliff Pascal. And, of course, Franklin Wright Settlements. You know, thank you to Franklin Wright Settlements, Monique Marks, President and CEO, for supporting Community Highlights with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey, a 140-year-old-plus organization. Can't wait to get to our Spirit of Giving Black Tie Affair in December at the MGM. We'll have more information on that. Kimberly, any additional information on the I know we haven't started the official promotions yet, but we're looking forward to December at MGM.
Yes, we are. Just make sure that you mark your date and get ready, because it's going to be a fantastic and amazing night.
That's right. Get your outfits ready. Here's the number for Franklin Wright Settlements, 313-579-1000. 313-579-1000. All right, missionary, let's go to the phone lines. Dr. Reverend Bishop Randall Smith, good morning to our number one, one of our number one and number two listeners here on the program. How are you, sir? Randall Smith, you there? Okay.
Hey, y'all. Happy Mother's Day to everyone.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Smith. Go right ahead.
Mother Hattie Humphrey, happy Mother's Day, Mama. I ain't worried about
Thank
my flower. I'm already good.
Okay. I had forgotten all about that flower already.
Don't be a hater, bro, because you might get to heaven. Just hold on. But I love everybody. Happy Mother's Day.
No, he going to heaven. He going to heaven.
All right. That sounds like that prophet, Kevin. Anyway, love everyone. Y'all have a safe Sunday. And I want to shout out to my big brother, Pastor Cato Hart and Lady Hart at Hold the Light Ministries, Church of God in Christ. Well, I'm going to support them today, and I love them. Happy Mother's Day. And to my mom in Ohio, Mother Lillian Smith, the best mom this side of heaven. Happy Mother's Day. Love
Amen.
You all.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Reverend Smith. Thanks for he's one of our he's in our top five
he's a good
listeners.
Man. That's a,
yeah. Every now and then. Yeah.
I'll talk to you later, Mike.
My baby.
Oh, he's gonna call me after the program again.
Yep.
I guess I'm gonna be in the doghouse in the corner. I guess I'll be in the corner. He's trying to put me in the corner now. All right, thank you, Dr. Smith, for those kind words this morning. All right, well, missionary, tell us what's on your mind on this Mother's Day 2022. A lot of people lost their moms and sisters during COVID. But,
well, all I can say is that God be with us. I've lost quite a few of my friends. Lots of people have gone. A lot of things have gone down. But we must continue no matter what goes in this time. God is still in control. And if you trust God, and I want to say to all of us, the people that are listening, trust God and don't worry. My motto is, if you worry, why pray? If you pray, why worry? See, when you put it all in the Lord's hand and go to sleep and rest in him, he take care of you. But you yourself must trust God. You go, all my examples, I'm over 94 years old. When I have a lot of trials, I've been shot at from the time that I've lived. I've been shot at, I've been robbed, I've been sick. I have a lot of things in my life. Had nine of us, and I'm the only one left. Because I trust God. God kept me here for a reason. To let the world know that in God we move. In God we have our being. Saying to all of you that's out there this morning, I want you to get a scripture in the Bible. I suggest that you read the 37th Psalm. That's what I read every day. It's just like going to the doctor and getting a shot. Glory to God, my God. If you just trust him, he'll take you through. That's what I have to say to my audience this morning.
Well, thank you, missionary. Thank you for those kind words. And I know that our Sunday morning team, they prepare. And that's why I make sure that on Saturday's chaplain, I make sure that even if it's late Saturday night, I'm making sure that I go over my notes, that I'm ready, because the Sunday morning team brings it, you know. And thank God I don't have to compete with evangelists. Christy for, you know, being the who's going to be the next minister in the church, because she will put anybody to shame. She can preach and teach. Evangelist, can you share some words? I know you're preparing for your services this morning at Greater Pentecostal. I just wanted you to share some words with us this morning.
Today, I just want to say I want people to be encouraged. I want you to trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. There's so many things that transpire in life that we just don't understand. But if you just trust in God and allow him to carry you through, he will do just that. How can I say that today? It's Mother's Day. My mother has been gone for 5 years. Yesterday, May 7th, was the 5th year anniversary. And today, I'm trusting in the Lord to carry me through this day. My phone started going off at 8 a.m. I think it must have been earlier than 8 a.m. with all of the love and the support from the individuals that I've surrounded myself with. So surround yourself with people that love God and love you and will help you to go back to the word that says trust in him with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding.
Thank you, Evangelist, for sharing those words with us this morning, and always a teaching moment. And it's great to listen to your Bible sermons, your mini sermons. I think that's what I'll call them, your mini sermons. Yes, you come well prepared, as do the rest of the team. Yes. Okay, let's hear from, I was going to say Evangelist, but Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Speaker and author.
Evangelist Davis. Go ahead.
Don't that have a ring
that
to it?
That sounds good. Yeah. Lovely.
Thank you, Christy. I'm going to stay in my lane. Hallelujah. Amen. But the Lord did give me a word this morning for missionaries. Missionary, you are an amazing woman. And I just want to remind you, you talk about Psalms. Psalms 92:14-15 says, even in old age, they will still produce fruit. They will remain vital and green. They will declare, the Lord is just. He is my rock. There is no evil in him. Missionary, you are that deal. I want to honor you on this Mother's Day because you are like a mother to all of us on this show. You give a word when it's needed. You give a hug. You give counsel. You give an ear. Thank you for being a blessing in my life. And just thank you for showing us the way that we should go. Thank you. Happy Mother's Day.
God bless you. God bless you.
That was so nice. Wow.
Wasn't that nice? That's all in my tank.
Yes. This is your team.
Amen.
Yes. Speaking of team, Chaplain Kathy, give us some few words before we got a few more minutes here on the program.
I just simply want to say to you, thank you. Thank you for being the epitome of a woman whom God has chosen to continue to get his will done. God chooses men so that we can be blessing to other men. But he also chose a woman such as great as yourself. And I have to piggyback off the sister because, missionary, you are a virtuous woman. You are what the Bible talks about in the book of Proverbs. You are her. And I just thank God for you and everything that you have done and everything that you are going to continue to do, because you have already said that if you stop now, you'd be like that song, "Is My Living in Vain." So God bless you, our missionary. God bless you so much today.
Bless you. Bless you.
Yes, yes. So kind. And I know, missionary, you got a full day ahead. I know you're getting ready to head on out too. So I know that you're going to be. Where are you speaking today?
I'm heading for my church, and then there from 12:30, then from Reverend Robert Garden Church. And then I want you to be with us next Sunday. I'll tell you about that.
Yes.
I'm heading there. Then I usually head at my church, come back, drop the car off, and Tony pick me up from there and there. And then I'm hoping to have dinner with Sister Mark. So I got a
good
day.
Wow. What a day. Isn't that something for 94-year-old missionary Humphrey? Just that's a much busier schedule, I think, than all of us.
You got folk right now that's listening and won't even get out of bed and go to church, go to women's church. They won't get out of bed and go to one church.
And do not even plan on leaving the house, okay?
Exactly.
Leaving the house. Look, Chaplain Kathy, I gave up trying to keep up with missionary a couple of decades ago. I used to run with her. I used to get up. Yeah, she'll tell you.
I can imagine.
Service at 7:30, 8 o'clock, and then she'll be at the next one, 10:30, 11 o'clock, and she'll be at the luncheon at the next church, and then she'll go to Sunday evening prayer service. Let me tell you,
true servant of God,
missionary. But I can tell you this: missionary is the same person. If she might just leave a church with 5,000. And we'll be on the east side at a little church on 6 Mile Road, and it'll be 5 people in there. And guess what? It's the same missionary Humphrey. She say the same things to you that she said to the 5,000 when we were the other day.
Amen. And I just want to say before you close out, I'm at my desk here. I'm looking at a picture where Jesus walked in Jerusalem. I was there in 2000 with Dorothy Davis, all the steps where Christ Jesus made. I was there with the honor where he stepped and where he rose.
Wow.
The picture that I made. I walked where Christ walked.
Yes, amen. What's that song, Walking in Jerusalem, Just Like John? That's an old song.
Yeah.
My father told me about that one. Walking in Jerusalem, just like John. That used to be a big hit back in the day.
I want to do a gospel CD with all them old school, them songs that got
you
them
wanna
through.
You
hear me?
You want to do redo them? Your version?
Yeah, I want to redo them.
Amen.
Because those songs told the truth. When they sung songs like "Let's Go Down by the River," that was letting the other
down
folks
the
know we need to get down here and talk. We need to get down here by the river and talk. I wish I had some help on here. You hear? I tell you, when they said "Trouble in My Way," they was letting each other know that there's something going on over there. It's still trouble. And those are the songs when you sung the song through it all. I learned trusting Jesus. When they sung those types of songs, they were reminding everyone that we're going to get through this here, baby. It's going to be all right. Can I get just a little more help on here?
Amen.
And missionary, what were you saying, missionary?
All that was one thing, getting old, you forget what you thought to say.
I've done that, so that must be getting older too. Because I hate when that happens. Because people don't
look. So what are you saying?
It, Christy, people don't expect us to forget. You know, they don't expect us to forget things. I tell you. But it's happened to me before. I don't like when I go up to people and I work with them on a project like last year and I don't remember their names. And I hate to ask because it's like, Michael, you don't know me. We worked every day for a week, every day for almost 8 months, and you don't know you forgot my name? People feel offended when you don't remember their name. The only person that could really get away with it is Missionary Humphrey, because we'll be sitting down in a restaurant and somebody comes over. Missionary have a whole long conversation with me, and I'll say, what's their name again? She said, I don't know. You know, but she ended up having a conversation. It didn't stop her from having a conversation. And they knew that she remembered who they were. She might not have remembered their names, but she knew who they were and she knew their family. Missionary will fool you now. She knows a lot more. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people come up to us at the restaurant, and let me tell you, she knows a whole history behind them and their family.
Yeah.
It just comes
and
automatically.
I want to thank all of the people that have sent me. You should see my table. It's full of flowers. People sending me flowers. And I got to check the car and see who they are. I hadn't went in because I'm on my way to church. But it's so grateful. Across the country, St. Louis, God bless all of those people in Ohio.
Yes.
And I want to thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
I wouldn't have made it this far without you. God bless you.
Well, thank you, Missionary. And I
you was a little young kiddo when I first met you. Were you still young? Were you 30 or 40?
I think I was just about in my late 30s. Yes.
Right.
So I have. So now, all these years later, I have completely matured 100% and the best person in the world. And look what happens when you're around Missionary Humphrey.
Mike still looks like he's 21 to me, though.
But
he still looks like he's 21 to me.
Thank you. But I do want to thank, let me thank these two people right now. Mrs. Van Tool, the mother in our house. And, you know, me and Cameron are going to have to step up and do something today for Mother's Day. So we'll get it together. Kimberly gave us some advice earlier, but I'm going to make sure that, you know, we do it right at the Van Tool estate. And also the other Mrs. Van Tool, my mom, happy Mother's Day to Mrs. Van Tool number one and Mrs. Van Tool number two. That's who they are. Brenda Van Tool and my mother, Eloise Van Tool, Major Eloise Van Tool from the Salvation Army. And she's probably listening today because if I don't call her or something, she'll tell me, I was listening to you on the radio saying Happy Mother's Day, but you couldn't even call me or come to see you. So she will check me. So a day like this will be a day she's listening. Because she'll call me sometime.
I'm going to text you the list. So make sure you stay on track so you don't get in trouble.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. All right, I know most of you have to leave right now, but we are going to continue for a few minutes with Sunday school. So those of you who have to go and leave and go to church, go right ahead. The rest of you can hang on for another 10 to 15 minutes. God bless you, Missionary. God bless you all. We'll be right back. After these messages.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can out-service me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing today.
All right, we are back. Thanks for hanging with us. We just got a few more minutes. Right now, I wanted to go to our Sunday School feature because that's something that I wanted, and I started it 2 weeks ago. This is, a week ago. This is our second edition. Today's lesson is be grateful or quit playing with God and appreciate Him. Be grateful or quit playing with God and show Him appreciation. You know, we have to appreciate and thank God for what you have, for what He's done. We have to pray and we have to say it and tell others and testify, praise His name, live a better life and help others. You know, it all goes together. One of the things that, you know, you don't hear too much these days, Chaplain, is when they have the section in the service for testifying. It's one of those things that has kind of disappeared for some reason. But all I know is that the last time I was in a church and they testified, it kind of ran on a little long. You know, I think a lot of people kind of abuse that segment in the program and don't understand what it means to testify. Because sometimes some people give all their personal business, and that's not what it's not what it's meant for.
No. Go ahead.
No, and I was just saying that people share a lot of inappropriate information, dropping names, people's names, talking about their own personal lives. And then it kind of rambles on. And I think that's why a lot of churches have moved that out off the program now, because but He can take it all away if you don't acknowledge His power and authority over your life, and that He is the reason for your success. And, you know, some people you see that they have limited success, or they stopped making progress, or they stalled out in life. You know what happens? It's because, you know, it's a lot of things that we don't see and hear. They know what they're going through. They know they did, you know. What happened to Joe? Not much. Joe's doing the same thing he's been doing. We thought he was going to rise to the top, but, he's kind of stalled out. Why? Because he doesn't acknowledge God's power and presence in his life. You can't keep going around being ungrateful.
That's right.
You can't keep doing that all the time. I had an employee here in my office. Thank God I've got a new assistant now. But I had one, I'm not going to name no names, but I had one, and her last day here, I said, let me talk to you for a minute before you go. I'm really polite and everything, and I said, let me tell you, we've done a lot for you here. And me and my business partner at the time, that was Daryl from Optimal IT Solutions, the computer repair place. So, you know, I said, we've done a lot for you here, and we've been a very good employer to you and everything. But let me tell you one thing, you are ungrateful. And I just had to come out and say it, you know. But I found out even when I was in banking, I had a teller. I asked her, I was the manager, and I asked her to do a task like filing something in alphabetical order, you know, something simple. And she ignored me for about a week or so. And so, you know, I told my assistant, let's go and have a talk with her, because I asked her to put those files in alphabetical order like a week ago, and she hasn't done it yet. So she came in the office, and I said, Miss, what happened? And she fired back at me, actually dropped not the F-bomb, F-word on me, but she was very rude in her response, using profanity. And, you know, I'm not going to – yes, here I am, her supervisor, and she used profanity, which in reality could be a terminating offense. I could terminate her on the spot. But I realized that I don't have to go low with her. So with all that brash, fierce, and the profanity, guess what I said? I said, well, maybe the reason you haven't filed it yet is because you don't know the alphabet. And, oh, my God. She thought she was going to drop the F-bomb on me, but all I did was say something in general. And I think that's we have to take a lesson from Jesus and his humility and how peaceful, but he was stern and strong. And if he had to react a certain way, he would. I mean, don't forget going in cleaning out the money changers, okay? They said that. I mean, if you got in his way, you got lashed. Or the table got turned over on you, and it was chaotic. Right. I read it. I am no preacher, but I read about go back and read what happened when he went into that church. He came in with a whip, okay?
That's right.
He pushed and kicked over chairs and tables, so he can do what he wants. So I told this lady, you must not know the alphabet. That's why you haven't done it. And she just, she started crying. Well, look what you just told me, and now you can't take me just telling you the truth. So sometimes you don't always have to fire back at somebody, guns blazing. Sometimes you just have to be just subtle and humble and just say something. Well, you know, maybe that's why you haven't done it. But I tell you what, she went and filed them completely right after that because there was nothing she could do. She was in the wrong. I could have fired her. She was in the wrong. I could have let her go right then. But I don't – my philosophy on managing is not to fire somebody every time, you know. And unfortunately, a lot of younger managers now, and this is in any industry, not just in banking, but in retail and other places, manufacturing, the first thing they want to do is manage by firing, hiring and firing. And guess what happens when you hire and fire? That's all you're doing. And you're not making any progress for the company. You're spending a lot of resources. You know how much it costs to hire a new employee to go through the training process? So if you really want to manage properly, manage fairly, you know, they had that one saying, what would Jesus do a long time ago? But think of it that way. What's the best way to handle this? What's the high road? What would Jesus do? What can I do to be fair with that person?
Hey, Mike, if I may say, one time when I was working at the, I was in the micromanager at the Embassy Suite Hotel, 290 rooms, a slew of employees. And when one of the things that I implemented that was an effective deterrent, that's what we have to do, implement effective deterrence. And when I did that, what I said, when somebody come and say they want to call off for the day, I tell them come back the next pay period. When you get to somebody like that, I understand what you're saying. I never was in my...
Your phone was blanking out a little bit, but go ahead.
I was a micromanager. When I was in that, I never even considered firing anyone. My consideration was, I agree with you. My consideration would always be, if you want to take off today, then ain't no need to come back to the next pay period. If you want to take off again, I'm fine with that too. Don't come back to the second pay period. So if you want to do it a third time, hey, guess what? We're going to let you come back on the third pay period. So it was two ways to get to anybody's attention, and that's either pain or their pockets. So staff at the Embassy Suite Hotel, they knew. Well, I'm not going to call off because that micromanager going to tell me come back the next pay period. So it's all about implementation, and those implementations have to be effective deterrents. And so I agree with you, man. I never was into the firing. I would let you walk away on your own.
No, I believe in that three-step corrective action, you know. Even with the three-step, you don't even have to make it the first step if you don't want to. You know, sometimes you can just go and have a conversation and pull somebody to the side with like a little verbal warning. then.
Absolutely.
You know, I had, that's why when I was at the bank, I had a waiting list of people that wanted to work at my office because they knew I, unless you were, and you've heard me say it before, unless you were wheeling a barrel of cash out the front door, it was probably the only way that you get fired at my branch, that if we caught you, you know, taking the money out in a wheelbarrow right in front of me. And, you know, so I always did the one step, one, two, three thing. But in getting back to our topic, it was, about, you know, being thankful and being grateful for what we have. You know, I wrote a poem a while back about that because I was wondering one day, how come I have what I have? There wasn't anything that I did. And it's called Why Do I? Why do I live in luxury when a little girl sits in a chair dying of AIDS in the dust in Nigeria? Why do I live in wealth when a little boy dies in poor health? Why did I, in times past, ignore the cries of the outcast? Never cared who came or went. Couldn't care less who could pay their rent. Some don't care what others do, especially if it doesn't concern you. Sometimes the door to thy neighbor's house eventually lets the truth come out. Why do I reach for eternity when the saints were martyred in place of me? And why do I fill myself with pride and vanity when Jesus died on the cross of Calvary? How come I? Why do I? And I hope that that illustrates to you through poetry just how God has chosen us and given this opportunity. It could be worse. We don't even – I'm glad just waking up knowing that I live in the United States.
Amen.
Chaplain, it sometimes it's that simple. I'm just glad.
Yes, it is.
Because
yes.
We could have been born, like I said, dying of thirst on an African desert. We could have been born in a war zone.
That's right.
What were you saying, Kimberly?
I was going to say, we could have been born in Ukraine. We could
That's
be running
right.
for our lives at this very moment.
That's right. Missiles raining down. Yeah.
The biggest thing that we look at, too, Mike, is that we could have been gone in COVID. When it
yeah,
first,
right.
See,
yeah,
God,
yes, we made it
I
through.
Don't care what. Right. We don't listen.
We
if you want to see
it,
the power
God.
Of God in your life, there's a purpose. You want to see when he said a minute, what a minute, when he said many are called, but a few are chosen. It was God's choice that COVID didn't take none of us. And COVID took some folk out of your house, out of people's house, took them off mm-hmm. their jobs. Took COVID just mm-hmm. went through. But God said, I wish I had a little more help on here. God said,
Amen.
Ah, baby, ah. Touch if not the anointing and do thy prophets no harm. See, God knew the anointing, Mike, that was on your dad's, oh, my, on your dad's life, on
yeah.
your mother's life. And
yeah.
that's why you were protected.
Yeah.
You were protected in all
and
of
I'm
our
so
lives.
Glad, and I'm so glad to say that, you know, I want to be able to tell the world, and that's why I say it on here. Thank God I got through COVID. Thank God we all got through
yeah.
it. This when it first came out, this thing took anybody that almost everybody that
yeah.
got it to die. Almost everybody. I mean, they was going out left yep. and right, taking multiple.
Come on, it took 12
members,
bishops.
You know,
it
12
took 12 bishops from the Colgin
yeah.
Church,
yeah.
strictly from Colgin. 12.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it wasn't planned.
We just gotta thank God. You know, I think there's a scripture. I think it's Psalm 9 verse 1. I could be mistaken, but it says, "I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart, and I will tell of all your wonderful deeds."
Mm-hmm.
I think that's how it goes.
That's
exactly
what you think. That's what you
right.
think. You think that's how it goes. You're not sure. you're sitting in the bed.
Here we,
okay, but since
here
you
we,
let's see, yeah, Since
here we
you
go
in
again.
The bed of unsecurity, right, since you in the bed of unsurety, let me pull the covers off for you. You in the right area, baby. You are in the right area, baby.
Yes. I just have to, because I don't have no preaching certificate or anything like that. I don't have diploma from the cemetery.
Didn't
I mean,
just tell you all you needed to have was an anointing. I don't know why
you see
running
what I'm
from
saying?
This,
I don't know
you
why
he
running.
You want to start at Sunday school.
I know.
Come on now,
right.
Brother.
I know.
Step into your purpose and do what you're supposed
and
to
then,
do.
And then look. And sis, y'all look at Mike. He running, but it ain't one scripture in the Bible where Jesus had to run. I wish I had some help on here.
And he ran
didn't do no.
Run, Michael, run.
Run, Michael. Their voice was going to come off the ledge.
All I'm trying to say is try to say some things to help people live a better life, some lessons that I've learned, some things that my parents taught me as preachers, and I'm just trying to share it through my poetry here on in the public stand. That's all I'm trying to do. I ain't trying but I don't have a certificate. Kathy, I don't have a certificate from the cemetery, seminary.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you hear it? He got jokes on you today, Lord.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead, sis. Get a
I'm
piece
sorry,
of it.
I just want to drop this. I just wanted to drop this on us. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Amen.
And if I belong to anybody, I want to belong to Jesus. You
that's
hear me?
Right.
And I tell
that's
y'all,
right.
Man, anybody that's struggling right now and feel like death has won, just think back what happened over 2,000 years ago when Jesus and death got in the ring together. They fought all through Jerusalem, fought all through Galilee, even fought in the graves, and death looked at Jesus and said, look at what I did to you. I did to you what I did to everybody else. Death walked out the grave and started having a party. He parties all day Friday and Saturday, but early Sunday morning, Death thought he could take a nap. But he realized that Jesus was yawning and was getting ready to get out the grave. So Death still this day has not won. There's an esteem of Death. There's a side effects of Death, of what Death has done. But know that if we continue to trust in God with all our hearts and lean not on our own understanding, but in all ways acknowledge him, he will surely direct our pathway. God bless you today.
Wow,
God bless
powerful.
You.
God bless you. I just wanted to just cover two short, and what a great Sunday this is. What a great Mother's Day. We had a great program this morning. We had a lot to cover, and I'm telling you, we burned through an hour. I knew we couldn't even get through everything in the first half hour, and had to push some things over to community highlights. And now I just saw a couple of things that showed up on my little as on every show. I've got my laptop with the computer showroom here for the show on one screen, and I've got my desktop with CNN or Click on Detroit on it, and I saw that someone purchased looks like one of those old stone a bust of one of the Romans back for $34.99 and found out that was the real deal, that they thought that was just but it was nearly 2,000 years old. I'll have some more information on that on next Sunday's show. I'm going to look into that. And then three Americans died at the Bahamas Sandals Resort, and there's an investigation going. Three Americans died of unknown causes Friday at a Sandals Resort in the Bahamas, and police are investigating. The two men and a woman died at the resort, and a fourth American is being flown to the hospital. They are saying that they don't believe foul play is suspected. There were no signs of trauma. I wonder if it was bad food or something. But anyway, I'll find out more about that, too. That's just breaking news as we were going off the air this morning. But thank you, guys, for – do you know we were on almost an hour and a half this morning? And it goes by so fast sometimes. So, but thank you, Sunday Morning Team. Thank you for being a part of this program, guys.
You're welcome, and God bless you.
Both.
Yes, God bless you. Have a great day,
guys. Okay, thanks. Have a great day today, too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening. Everything is gonna be all right.